So they told me, look, you can stay here for a long, long time, and you don't know how long you'll be here, because you don't have day or night, you're never cold or hot, and you don't have to be pressured to do any work. It's so beautiful, and you can always be in peace, work in peace, you don't have to count on time. When it really comes down to knowing what kind of time it is, then they, the brothers and sisters, the spirits of the times, come and tell you how much time it is for you, and then you're amazed. But not all spirits come into contact with these spirits of the times. They also explained to me that there are brothers and sisters who don't have such a beautiful life as I do now, who are too connected to people and their time. They don't need to ask whether it is summer or winter and what day and date it is, because they live with that time. They had not yet been able to separate themselves from the earth and were bound to people and their time. In the kingdom of heaven, on the other hand, where one is free and happy, oh, one does not ask about time. One is simply happy and one day is as beautiful as the next. Someone also mentioned to me, then there are also these beautiful encounters that delight one and make everyone happy. There is competition in view of these festivals and events as to what new ideas one could achieve and bring here. But it is not like with people, they have their exact dates, when a festival is held or when their houses or huts or whatever they have must be finished. They also have to stick to the exact time with the flowers they plant, they have to plant them in the ground at the right time so that they thrive and bloom at the right time. And us? They bring us flowers. They bring us plants, and they can grow and thrive at any time. It grows and blooms. That's how it is with time, I was told. Yes, I had to be amazed. I didn't yet understand everything, but I could sense it. If you're not rushed, if something doesn't have to be finished by a certain date, oh, how wonderful it must be to just live peacefully into eternity. Yes, that's eternity, I was told. Then I wanted to know something else that interested me a lot. I had the feeling that it was so easy to leave here. Yes, of course, as a human being your body was often a hindrance, you had physical problems when walking. As a spirit you don't have that is, you are free, a free, happy spirit. I was led from one place to another in the blink of an eye, and I had the feeling that we had covered a great distance each time, so I asked. Is that possible in such a short time? Of course it is, they confirmed, and they said, you are now a homecoming who is interested in how you can get from one place to another so quickly. There are many spirits who are not interested in that, they simply say to themselves, yes, in heaven everything is wonderful and everything is completely different, and you are not surprised by anything, you just accept it and it is natural. My companions were pleased that I was interested in it and they said to me, look, we have taken you on a special road, and so that you understand, we will explain it to you in the following way. It is just as if people were standing on a conveyor belt or an escalator, they do not have to make any effort at all and they are quickly transported from one place to another. They see the conveyor belt or the stairs they are standing on, they see how it moves. With us, the roads are such that we cannot see them, that is, you can see them if the spiritual eye is specifically focused on them and you can recognize what vibration this particular road or level has. We walk on these roads very calmly and leisurely, but actually it is not us who set the pace, we are simply pulled. You walk with light steps and it is like a belt that pulls you, it can go quickly, it can go rapidly. Then they explained to me, look, we have many and different such roads. Our brothers and sisters who come to us from the earth are not interested in them at first, they are simply amazed by the sky. Well, there are such roads where you are quickly drawn. Usually you are accompanied or pushed on this road that you must take, in order to get to the place you want. Along these roads there are also small country roads. You have to walk on them by your own effort, here you walk like you do. You can also be led on these roads, because usually you are not alone, you are accompanied by these exalted brothers who are interested in you and lead you to work. They simply say, come with me, and it is just like you do when you want to go somewhere and use one of your modern means of transport, You take people with you, be it in the tram, in your car, on the train or in an airplane and so on. So you can take them here and there in the shortest possible time, depending on your wishes. But you must first consider which means of transport is best suited for this. The angels do the same. They also consider what is good and what one actually wants, whether it is necessary to walk on this hurrying road or whether one simply walks along a small track by one's own efforts. The term small track is perhaps completely wrong in your understanding. This small track can be perhaps 30 meters wide, while I have no measure for the road that moves to indicate its width. No spirit has a measure to measure it. So it is difficult for a spirit like me, who is not yet familiar with all these wondrous laws, to describe it. You accept it, because the sky is wonderful and you are just amazed, but you don't ask questions for long because you expected that the sky might also be strange. Then I was told, now you can walk on this road. And with great speed we went from one place to another, and came and visited them. I also used the other path, I call it the field path, the narrow but wide path. Here I had to walk by my own strength and effort. Yes, if you choose this path, then you have completely different intentions. If you walk by your own strength and are accompanied, you have a correspondingly leisurely conversation, you stop, you have a lot to observe and marvel at very carefully, and you have something to talk about because there is no rush. So they explained it to me, and I wanted to know, are there these roads everywhere? They told me, yes, there are such roads everywhere. But there are also places of exile, where there is the possibility that someone cannot set foot on the road. That is what these guardian angels of God are there for. They ensure that you have to walk by your own spiritual effort, that you have to take the path with your slow gait, which is an effort for you. So the paths and streets cross, they go into each other, through each other, and there are no obstacles. It is strange, and one is amazed when one enters this other world. But if one had a strong connection to the divine as a human being and praise God's wisdom and his glory, then one had actually already absorbed the thought as a human being that heaven must look wonderful and perhaps strange. Well, I don't want to talk about that anymore now. I have now given you some hints about time and space, how quickly one can overcome that, for you may have already been made aware by spirits that one only has to think and one is where one wants to be. Yes, that is perhaps saying too much. If you want to go somewhere, you too have to set out to get here or there. It is the same in the spiritual world, but one can then get onto this road that takes one so quickly to the other place. But I would like to tell you what I did before I came to you. I was on a playground where there were lots of children together and I watched them. And where was I? I wasn't here in Switzerland, I was far away, where the sun was shining beautifully and the children were still playing. My only task was to keep an eye on them carefully. That was my task before I was asked to get ready to come to you. My task, which I received after the various and meaningful explanations, led me to the children's paradise. Since I have always had a great love for children, I was allowed to spend time with them in the spiritual world. A wonderful heaven with lots of children was opened up to me. When I entered here, these children didn't pounce on me, because they were all so busy playing. This heaven has wonderful playgrounds, beautiful gardens and there are lots or all kinds of toys. In this children's paradise, where I was to have my task, there were children up to the age of 7, according to your time. Here I saw them, the very, very little ones together. They were cared for, yes, they lay in beautiful cradles, but they were not covered with blankets or anything like that, as it is with you, because it is so pleasantly warm, so beautiful here. The cradles are always decorated with all kinds of flowers. These have to be brought by the older children, who are now, let's say, 5, 6 and 7 years old. Each of these older children is assigned to a child to whom they go, with whom they occupy themselves and whose order they ensure. The children are thus put into order early on, they are given a task, and one that one can expect of a child. In this way, All kinds of feelings are expressed. I must mention that my siblings, who are busy in this children's paradise, are all very beautiful. They have such a delicate figure, the sisters have beautiful, flowing hair, which is held together with flower wreaths, just as children love. Flowers are also woven into their clothes. When the children play with an angel, they choose this or that flower and then pin it to his dress, and they are allowed to do as they please. When the children have finished the tasks they have to carry out, they go into the large gardens and meadows and collect the flowers in their little baskets. They have to keep themselves busy. So you must not think that the children in the children's paradise have nothing to do, but they are put to work according to their mental strength and their abilities. Lovely work. Of course, there is nothing else in the children's paradise. So they collect these flowers, and the older children then talk to the others, the 2, 3, 4-year-olds. I would of course like to say, because perhaps not all of my brothers and sisters here know this, that the children also grow up in the kingdom beyond, but I will talk about that later. Now I just wanted to give an insight into the activities of these little children. They are always surrounded by these beautiful, wonderful angels. They are admonished with love and encouraged to work. Of course they still have enough free time for playing and dancing. So I was supposed to go to these angels of God. I first had to get to know everything that I am now telling you. I didn't know anything about the fact that children grow up in the children's paradise and that people spend time with them. I had no idea, no concept of it. So that was something new for me too. So I was here, once there, once with the little ones, then with the older ones, and then with those who, let's say, have now turned 7 years old according to your calendar and should soon leave this stage of the children's paradise. So I was here once and the once, and depending on the age of the children, I had to talk to them. I would not like to omit to say that I spoke about the spirit of the times, that the angels who have their work here do not care about time, yet everything is so wonderfully organized. The children grow up, and you see them grow so beautifully. Then they come, these spirits of the times, and say, now it is time for you, and for you. Then the older children are gathered together, and there is a big celebration. People sing and dance to say goodbye when they leave this heaven. There is great joy, because it is explained to the children that they will now be together with older siblings in another heaven and will experience more. More and more are gathered and taken out of this heaven again, and so there is constant joy. When I arrived for my tasks, these heavenly brothers and sisters had also greeted me and introduced me to the little ones, who understood it and with whom one could talk. Now you would like to know, yes, what language do you speak with these little ones? It is one language, a uniform language. At the beginning, however, when children come to the kingdom of heaven and their souls already know that they express themselves in their language, the angels also answer them in this language, but very soon they learn the heavenly uniform language in this children's paradise. Now, what happens in the paradise where the older children go, who also need the care of God's angels? Here those who speak the same language that they spoke on earth are brought together. They are then given the opportunity to learn this heavenly language too. This is also just a side note. But I would also like to point out that I was in this children's paradise for a long time and was busy with the children. Then someone came to me again and said, your task is not only to look after these littlest siblings, but you must now also leave the children's paradise and go to the children of people in the earthly kingdom. You must lead those children who are sick and whom we have marked for a short life, back from the earth to heaven. You will be told where to lead them, because the spirit of the times will make it clear to you how old the child is on earth, and another spirit will give you instructions about where it belongs. You will be able to accompany this child into the world beyond without difficulty, especially since you are not alone, because the child has its own guardian angel. You go to the child's guardian angel, give him the honor and say, I want to accompany you and lead you to the children's paradise. It is not just the child's guardian angel who accompanies it into the spiritual kingdom. Ah! The kingdom of heaven belongs to the children, and so whole groups of spirit beings are called upon to lead them back. So they go, in smaller and larger groups, and lead these children into the kingdom of heaven. So they explained this to me too. And I wanted to know, yes, how am I supposed to know where I have to go? The earth is big, I now know these fast roads, and I know how quickly I can get from one place to another, but how am I supposed to know where a child is ready for the kingdom of heaven? Then they said to me again, there is order in this respect too. I was only supposed to lead children back up to the age of 3. Those who were over 3 years old, did not belong to my area. Yes, these children on earth, one lives, let's say, in Switzerland, another in France, another in England. The distance is no obstacle, the road leads me quickly to them, for such roads, which lead one from one place to another in such a short time, exist not only in the heavenly worlds, but also in your earthly kingdom. Here too, there are these waves, these vibrations, these bands, or I don't know how to put it, so I call them roads now. Well, I have already said that the spirit of the times comes and tells me, the time has run out here and there, you have to go there. I am given the instruction exactly, I am given a kind of band in my hand and told, follow the band, and the you will be informed by the child's guardian spirit whether it is time. I am not only given one band, but I have a whole armful of bands, and those light up where it is urgent. So I am connected to this work, to this order, and the guardian angel of the child in question wants to accompany me back to the heavenly kingdom. Then I can choose which band I prefer, because I cannot be everywhere at the same time. Often I have had a handful of ribbons that glowed, and I could only follow them one after the other, where I could not go. Another sister or another brother was there. So I had to pull on a ribbon each time, and I was drawn to that street, and I was always there at the right time to lead the child back. Others also came who were not involved in this work, who came to celebrate. They were relatives of the children, who are usually the two. They also came, if it was somehow permitted, and wanted to enter the kingdom of heaven together, or at least to the threshold of the children's paradise. So you are always gathered with many, many siblings, some beautiful and some not so beautiful. And then, at the threshold of the children's paradise, the others who have nothing to do here, have to say goodbye. My task was to go to the child's guardian angel, to take the child and to carry it to where it was destined, where it belonged, as I have already indicated. Then they stand there, my brothers and sisters from the children's paradise, and take the child into their care and begin to look after it. And then further, you should not think that the other children, the older children, would not take any notice when their brothers and sisters, these child spirits, come to the children's paradise. Yes, they also have their task at this reception. They stand there with flowers and they sing and even recite poems, even if the new arrival is still too small to understand. But you should not forget, in the children's paradise there are many spirits who do not do their work here, but who are only here for a temporary visit. Among them are spirits from the highest heavens who observe and control everything carefully. They want to be happy about these children who are coming back, because the kingdom of heaven belongs to them. This is how they are greeted, the very little ones, who cannot yet take notice of it. But it is the older ones who are more happy about how the other children receive them. But, let's say, from the second or third year of life onwards, the new arrivals are already full of interest in this reception. One should not think that these children would be frightened and would enter the kingdom of heaven crying. Oh no! The little spirit quickly makes friends with these beautiful surroundings. The guardian angel has it, them in his arms and is so loving. You must remember that the memories of its parents that it has in its soul, are only in it for a short time, because the spirits of heaven can ensure that these little spirits quickly, find their happiness and make friends with the heavenly messengers. They get much nicer things to play with here, and they can be interested in things that were not possible for them on earth. They are particularly taken by the splendor of colors. So they are led to small ponds, where you should imagine small waves moving in a jumble of colors. It shines like Christmas tree decorations, red, blue, green, violet and all the other colors there are. Everything is mixed up. These children are asked to play with these colors. They then kneel down by these ponds and move their little hands in the water, and they see how small balls, small bubbles, like soap bubbles, emerge from them. So they play with them, they hold their hands in the water and splash it up, and that is how bubbles like these are created. The children are happy, they often follow a larger bubble like this on their way and then return again. There are beautiful things for these new arrivals to enjoy, and so they quickly forget. For heaven knows how it must receive those who return to their own. Yes, these little children rejoice, and also the older ones, and no longer express the wish to return to Earth. I have probably forgotten to tell you a lot, and I would still like to tell you a lot, but I would like to add the following. Angels often come to us from the most diverse spheres, and they then ask these angels of the children's paradise, make me 50 or, let's say, 100 little spirits, brothers and sisters, ready for a reception, for a party. Teach them a dance, teach them a game, we would like to have them. Then it just has to be done. An angel of God is responsible for this. He calls the children together and gives his siblings further instructions. And so little games are learned. Often it is just a matter of such a child coming and greeting a newly arrived spirit with a bouquet of flowers. Perhaps it is one of his relatives who is coming back. There are so many possibilities. These children are fetched, they are requested from various spheres for celebrations or for a reception. That is how heaven is organized. So I had my task with these children. I was to receive them until they were 3 years old. I saw the parents cry many tears and I thought to myself, good mother, if you only knew what beauty and splendor your child is now experiencing, you would be happy and not cry. For a long time I carried out this task and brought children back to the kingdom of heaven. Then I was told, you should not only fulfill this task, but you should now look after and protect children in the earthly kingdom. I was again instructed to go here or there. I either had several houses where there were children that I had to look after, or I had my playgrounds where children would gather. I had to ensure that they were well looked after, protected from human misfortune and inconvenience, if at all possible. Of course, one of these children could be marked for death. So this too is explained to me beforehand. Or it is indicated to me that I should not pay any attention to this child because it is already in the care of other spirits who are carrying out the task for it. This is how everything is organized, and we have to strictly adhere to this order. So today I have the task of going from one house to another, watching these playgrounds and also reporting any unforeseen dangers. This too is sometimes necessary. You know that you cannot foresee everything in advance. Through clumsiness something unexpected can happen, but everything is organized for this too, or we have to report it as quickly as possible. So today I have the wonderful task of working with my children, and my wish that I had when I came into the spiritual world, my wish to meet him, him to whom I had dedicated my life and to whom all my sacrifice had been devoted. Yes, this wish was granted. I was asked to do this. I should now be allowed to see him together with others, because it must be clear to you that not one spirit alone will be received. Just think how infinitely many will enter the kingdom of heaven and ascend to the heights. So I was told, get ready with your children, take some of the small ones and some of the big ones, and decorate them with flowers as beautifully as you can, let your imagination run wild. Then we will take you to the place where you can meet him with the children. I did it. I decorated the children with flowers, as far as my imagination allowed. I made them little wreaths and covered their clothes with flowers. Then I took them and went with them to the designated place. I was not alone with them. There were many, many there. There were many brothers and sisters who came with children like me. Would you like to know where we gathered? Yes. When so many people come, it is best to gather in these magnificent gardens. You line up, there is enough space here. And then you can see him coming and going to the little ones and picking them up here and there. They don't know yet, they can't understand in whose arms they were. But he also says, the kingdom of heaven belongs to you. And we hesitantly go near him and bow before him. We are happy to see him and we are happy that he is happy about our children and his children. And he has kind words for us. Then we have to say goodbye to him again. It is difficult for us. We stay together for a long time, he withdraws first. Suddenly he has disappeared from us so quickly. You want to know what he looked like? I can tell you what the older children say. They say how beautiful he was. They tugged at his clothes and the gemstones on it were like fire, and the children were allowed to. They still talk about this magnificent dress, it made an impression on them. And they talk about its shine and its scent and the splendor of colors that emanated from it. Because it was almost like in that pond, where they played with all the colors mixed up, his dress shone so brightly. Because I believe he put on this colorful dress especially for the children, it was a dress with such shining gemstones, in all colors. For us, his whole figure was like fire that cannot be explained. The children talk for a long time about this encounter, about the beautiful brother with the beautiful dress. It is then our job to tell them who it was, and it stays in their memory. Even later, when they have to say goodbye to the children's paradise, the memory is still with them. They had the encounter with him in this way, and many are given the opportunity to meet him again, if they do not have to leave the heavenly kingdom and enter human life, where the memory of this wonderful experience will then be extinguished. So, my dear friends, I am fulfilling my task. You would like to know what my name is. I am Magda, and I am so happy. And this is what I would like to wish for you. It should be like this for you too one day. You too should not have to ask about time when you come to the kingdom of heaven. It should always be spring or summer. You too can succeed in what I accomplished in the earthly kingdom. So I am going back to my paradise to my children and leave you to the blessing and protection of God. God bless you. Joseph, God bless you. Dear brothers and sisters, I would like to answer a few more questions for you, but I think the time is very advanced for you. Dear spirit friend Joseph, I would be interested to know what kind of relationship Magda has with the Linus House. This was at page 110, from Experience Reports 1960-1961. Joseph, the spirits who belong to the Linus House do not fulfill all their tasks in the same house. But when they have free time, they can return to this house. They are also invited, and they go to invitations in this or that house. This is perhaps something that she has neglected to explain. She also has a certain amount of free time that she can decide freely about. Thank you, dear friend Joseph. The angelic beings were pleased with Magda's thirst for knowledge. I think the divine beings are also pleased when people show a thirst for knowledge in the right way. Joseph, of course. They are pleased with everything that can lead to progress for people. It should also be said that we informed Magda beforehand and discussed with her what was important to tell, because it should not just be a story for you, but rather this story must contain instructions for you. How long do the preparations take before an ascending being can speak to us for the first time? Joseph, it does take a certain amount of time. You must not forget that when you plan something in the spiritual realm, if you want to ask a spirit to speak to you at this hour, the forces are supplied accordingly and the preparations are made so that it is possible. So with the help of the spirits of God, something can be accelerated. Thank you. Dear Spirit Joseph, could you please tell us what a spirit of the times looks like? Is it a strict angel? Joseph, I would like to say that these spirits also have different dispositions, because it is usually a bit mixed, not everything is always aimed at being strict. A spirit of the times does not necessarily have to be strict in nature, it must be conscientious and thorough, which is what it has been trained to be. But it can still be cheerful. It simply has to carry out its task conscientiously. Thank you very much, dear Joseph. Is there a certain kind of methodical teaching in the children's paradise? Joseph, yes, it was suggested to you that the children have their activities and their order depending on their age. The children you were told about are spirit children until they are 7 years old. After that they have to leave this children's paradise and go to another one.